Welcome to episode 81 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we continue our retro-style episodes for hashtag Mitty Goes to Yellowstone, telling the story of our epic road trip back to Yellowstone to celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary. Today's episode is entitled Day 4, New Roads. Waking up to this view of the lake and surrounding mountains is spectacular. I'm thrilled to awake next to my wife of almost 40 years and know we have a week to enjoy the magical place that is Yellowstone. And having a room facing the lake is amazing to say the least, but what about breakfast? I had read about the deli having breakfast and lunch, but the selection wasn't the best. In fact, it made me wonder if I should have brought Deborah's favorite cereal, strawberry frosted mini wheats, with us. I put on some clothes and went down to the lobby. Much to my surprise, the dining room was open, and it looked like a breakfast buffet was being frequented by other guests. Sweet, they've got to have Deborah's favorite breakfast, French toast. Checking the buffet quickly, I not only saw the French toast, but I saw frittata, two varieties of scrambled eggs, bacon, pork sausage, breakfast potatoes, cheese blintzes, smoked salmon sliced into strips and rolled with all the fixings for a salmon bagel, fruits, and danishes. What a spread! After I awoke Deborah and saw to her normal morning medical needs, we proceeded down to the dining room. After getting our fill, we decided that this first full day we would focus on areas we didn't travel to during our 2018 trip. First on the list was the marina. You see, we'd need to know what was in store for us there to get to the scenic cruise 9 a.m. on June 11th, our 40th wedding anniversary day. Of course, I didn't know where the marina was, so we just started walking around the hotel complex. We found the cabins, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom size, the barely accessible observation deck, barely in that the ramp from the parking lot to the deck was very steep. I had to back Deborah's wheelchair down to traverse it safely. We walked all around past the general store and other employee-only sections, but nowhere did we find the marina. Leaving Deborah in the hotel parlor, I went to the car to retrieve the map. Silly me, the marina was miles to the south of the hotel. I then remembered seeing it on the way to the hotel yesterday. We hopped in Mitty and drove down the lake road to the marina. The parking lot for the marina kind of sneaks up on you. It's the one to the left, right before you get to the boat dock parking lot. That's the last one. Circling back, we found the handicap parking, and I carefully took Deborah backwards down the paved path to the marina proper. I walked back up and did a short video to show others where to park and how to get their disabled loved one to the marina and on to the scenic cruiser. You see, the back of the boat is wheelchair accessible directly from the dock, and the interior of the boat is enclosed. That was good news, since the temperature at 9 a.m. would likely be high 40s on the water. After briefly checking out another general store, which included camping gear, a small grocery store, and of course, t-shirts, hats, mugs, and the like, we made our way back to Mitty. Next, we went driving down a new road we'd never tried, the road to the east entrance. Along the way, we crossed over the fishing bridge, which is no longer open for fishing. We drove by the only auto repair shop. That's great to see if Mitty were to pick up a nail, but not for much else. Another gas station, ew. Another general store, and then proceeded down this road new to us. The views of the lake continued to amaze from this angle as we could see the hotel, several thermal features, and some more remnants of the fire that consumed over 36% of the park. Those burned trees remain to this day as a stark reminder of the carelessness of man. We also stopped at Indian Pond to see some bison who appeared in the distance. There was a nice accessible path, but it was pretty short and only included a view of the pond. There was another bison at the water's edge. The real path was almost 4 miles long and very rough. No way I could take Deborah that way. and that would have taken hours. We got back in the car and proceeded east. Suddenly, my phone started making notification sounds. Dang, we had 3G! Hoo-hoo! It seems T-Mobile doesn't cover Yellowstone very well. I have absolutely no coverage at or around the hotel. Sadly, before I could send off a couple of quick text messages to family to let them know we're doing great, the signal was lost. Deborah was getting tired and we needed to pace ourselves. We also needed to find the 32-amp Clipper Creek charger that we knew was located in front of the employee-only teal dorm building. We quickly discovered it after driving past employee dorm after employee dorm. Sure enough, two 32-amp chargers, and both were working. We then drove back right across the lake road to the back hotel parking lot to drop off Deborah. After laying her down for a nap, I drove Mitty back over to the charger, plugged her in, and walked about 8 minutes back to the hotel. Yes, a little far, but hey, this is Yellowstone. Everything is an adventure. I got back before our 5:30 p.m. dining room reservation. This time, Deborah felt well enough to enjoy a full four-course restaurant experience, complete with appetizer, super salad, entree, and dessert. We enjoyed the Parmesan truffle fries again for our appetizer, then Gouda soup for her, which she loved, and a petite salad for me. Now, this detail may seem very trivial, but I loved the cucumber. I never liked it in my salad before. I'd always pick it out, but this time, the chef had peeled and cored it. Never had that before. Removing the seeds removed the flavor and texture I hated. I ate all my salad. Well, except for the mountain of croutons. We both had coke au vin again. Always a great choice if you're not sure you like French food but want to try French food. For dessert, we had the Yellowstone Caldera, a very rich chocolate dessert with a hot fudge middle. It was so rich that Deborah and I couldn't finish it. We left the table completely satisfied, and after taking Deborah back to the room, I ventured out to retrieve Mitty. Now, those of you that follow me know I don't confuse charging spots as parking spots. And with wild animals always around, you don't wait for dark to go get the car. And wouldn't you know it, there were two female elk that blocked my original walking route. After surveying the area, I took a second route that, while a little longer, was over 100 feet away, so I stayed safe. By the time I unplugged with 72% state of charge and drove back to the hotel parking lot, the elk had moved on. We were now ready for more exploring tomorrow. A great first full day, and six more to come. That's it for this episode. Love to hear from some of our listeners via Exit Life Mitty and via email, lifewithmitty@gmail.com. And as always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. And we'll talk to you again next time.